This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Okay. Look, I got to apologize here. We messed up this year. We planned to just dye the river green for the weekend, but we used the wrong kind of dye. We used industrial food coloring.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, the river's going to be permanently green unless it's food coloring, so it's edible. We can eat enough of the river that it goes back to just normal river color.
Donnie, drink.
Yeah.
Drink.
What's that?
Have a drink.
I wish it were that simple. I wish it were that simple.
Listen, City Council, thank you for having us. The fish are dead. The fish are dead, but that's not the worst part.
No.
They're dead, but they're mutating. So it's sort of a zombie situation. The fish have grown legs. So it's back to, do you remember primordial ooze when the fish walked out of the water? That's what we're dealing with here, is that time has become a looping mistress.
Excuse
me. The fish are running.
I was drunk in River North and I fell in the river and now I look like Shrek. Sorry. Now I look more like Shrek.
All right. I'm actually pulling
somebody
up.
Somebody
hold on now. Up. I'm pulling up a picture of this person's Instagram right here. It looks like you looked pretty much like Shrek before you fell in that river.
Hey!
I'm just saying, you can't sue the city if you already look like Shrek. Now, if you fell in the river and you looked like this gentleman here. You, sir.
Me?
No, bad example. Also looks a little bit like Shrek.
What are you pointing to me?
Definitely not you. Quick scan of the room. Who do we have in here? You, ma'am, in the back with the hat. Can you take the hat off?
I don't want you to see my green hair.
Okay, that's a Shrek. That's also a Shrek person.
That's a Shrek.
Scanning around the room, it looks like it's mostly Shrek people.
I see a donkey.
Looks like there's a donkey in the bed.
Cast of Shrek can't live in Chicago anymore? What are you saying?
Well, Chicago famously used to be a marshland or a swamp, as you would put it, which is where it gets its name from the word onion, because it's a very marshy land. And actually, they built a lot of buildings on the marsh and they started to sink, so they had to put levels underneath it to raise it up and get a foundation.
And we all learned a little something today. I think that means the meeting is adjourned.
The fish are coming.
If there's no other business.
They're sprinting. The fish are sprinting. Not a phrase.
If there's no other business, then I just have to welcome you all to another episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm JPC.
I'm Adel Rafai.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And hello to all you sprinting fish out there.
And the new thing that we call our fans, the sprinting fish. And St. Patrick's Day may be over in the streets, but it's just beginning in the sheets. That's right. You can fuck all martial law to St. Patrick's Day.
March your ass to bed.
March your ass to bed. Drive the snakes out of my cock.
Pants?
I have to apologize
Wait, hold on. Hold on. So in this analogy, the snakes aren't your cock. The snakes are in your cock.
Well, what are sperm but little snakes?
Oh, I mean, right.
I'm going to go get some frozen Major yogurt snakes. While you two sort this out.
That makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, well, we did need a tiebreaker on that, but I guess if Aaron is leaving for the frozen yogurt. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, I got to say, how was everybody's day?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say pass or phone a friend because I woke up 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago. The classic, the Adl classic.
And I'm also going to say pass because, like Adl, I don't like participating.
Interesting. I will say I've been on two walks already today with my dog.
Wow,
and on
nice.
The first walk, someone almost hit me with their car because they just blew past the stop sign, which I've said on record, the way that I die is a car will blow past the stop sign and kill me. So just all the times that I've said it, I'm going to be proven so right. That time I was holding a bag of dog shit in my hand and I did throw it at the guy. It did explode. On the back of his passenger side window. The second person that ran a stop sign
Wait,
and
hold
almost
on.
Killed me.
You threw the bag at the car. It exploded. Did they stop?
Yeah.
Did they?
No, they were already, they were, I mean, they were going fast. They were long gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
They did not stop. The second guy that almost ran a stop sign, he slammed on his brakes when he saw me in the middle of the intersection. I pointed to the stop sign and I mouthed stop sign to him. And then he rolled down the window and called me an asshole. The guy who almost killed me with the car called me an asshole.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
They always do. JPC, when you inevitably die from somebody mm-hmm. running a stop sign,
100%.
Do you want us to paint your casket red as like a fun little tip of the hat to that?
And this is morbid, but you know when people die at the side of the road and they put those like little white crosses, like, you know, a pedestrian was struck here. I don't want a white cross. I want go to Kinko's, get like one of those like full body like printouts of me, like a wrap around for the stop sign. And it's just me on the stop sign with my finger pointed at the stop sign and a big bubble coming out of my mouth that says, stop sign. And then little kids can press a little button and it'll just be me, my voice saying, like, stop sign.
Do you know how many people are going to call that cutout an asshole, though? They're going to yell at you.
Hey, Aaron, he looks like one. I can't blame him.
And I'll say on the spot where I die, I want the two of you to, and it's going to be tough, I want the two of you to track down one of those 100-foot skeletons from Home Depot and place it wherever I die.
Adl, we've tried and we can't.
I will. I. It's my mission to find one. This year I'm going to be on the grind. I'm staying low to the ground. I'm staying limber. I'm staying loose. I'm doing my exercises, my calisthenics. I'm going to get you one of those skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Army crawling throughout your neighborhood.
JPC,
now
I feel really jealous
of
you.
Why is that, Aaron?
Because I don't get to move through the world where I can seek as much justice as you can. I have to be worried about being murdered, I think.
You do know that I'm going to be killed from this, though, right?
I know, like but just
you know I am
wise.
Worried about people murdering me.
I just feel like I don't have the ability to yell and throw things as much as I want.
Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. You just have to accept the fact that it will be the way that you die. You can pretty much do anything in this world if you accept that there's the possibility
that
you are killed for this.
Once you don't live in fear, which is what we're talking about, is the exact premise to Puss in Boots.
That's true.
So good.
Aaron, it's incredible. Aaron, I will say, I think you have that switch in you, but it comes out, one, in a way more tame fashion, and two, it comes out when I think you're in a safe situation. So I remember you saying there's somebody who like cut you in line or something.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, cut in line. We're all just cutting in line. So I feel like you have the ability to, as I do, where I typically don't, but there will be something where I'm like, I have a good, I'm surrounded by 50 people. I probably won't be killed. So I'm going to be a timid little mouse and I'm going to squeak up.
I mean, Adl, you also definitely have that switch in you because, and as the doctor said, if you don't also swallow some joysticks, it's pretty much useless in there. Like your stomach acid is not going to be able to play that thing.
And it was $300. So, and there's a Switch Pro coming out. So I feel so stupid by swallowing this one.
I know.
But the new Zelda's coming out. So I might have to.
Sunk cost.
Maybe I can trade this one in.
But that was my good news. I do have some terrible news for you guys.
That was your good news.
That was my good news, and I have some bad. I don't want to bring the show down too much, but I do have some bad news.
Okay.
And the bad news is, over the weekend,
I downloaded a new voice changer that I am probably going to be using a lot on the show.
Everyone just swerved into another lane by accident out of fear, and they weren't even driving.
My radio's possessed.
Oh, well, hey, look, if you thought that was bad, just wait until you're not expecting it at all, because, hey, it's here now and it's living.
Where do you get these wonderful toys? As Jack Nicholson once screamed as the Joker, where do you find these wonderful toys? I've tried to download Guiltfish or whatever the last one was you had, but I couldn't figure it out. It wasn't for Mac, maybe. What was it called? Something
you
fish?
Shouldn't be eating
Silly
me.
Fish.
I'm high in mercury. Don't eat me. Don't put me in your mouth. You've already had fish once this week.
Guiltfish. Basically playing my mom. No, my
I don't
mom
know. I mean, we got to get you guys on Windows
my mom
PCs
never
because I don't know. You're both on Macs. I don't know how to do it for Macs. We got.
Well, will you try?
Let me build you gamer rigs. We got to get these gamers in here.
Okay. Do you think if I start streaming, me playing The Sims on Twitch that anyone would watch?
Aaron. You
no.
ignorant slut. You poor creature. Aaron, I have people in my Twitch stream begging me to be like, when will Aaron do a Twitch stream? And I'm like, you know I'm not her, right? Like you gotta go to her. People would love to see you do that.
If you would actually use that Aaron wig I sent you, then you could be me. He hasn't even worn it, not even once.
I'm using it. I'm using it. I'm just doing my thing. I'm stealing groceries with it. I'm doing my things with it.
Adam, what are you doing with
it? Your hair is coming back nicely.
Oh, thank you. Adam, what are you doing with your Aaron wig?
I put my Aaron wig on a pillow and I sleep on top of it and cry.
Aww.
Yeah, it's sort of a comfort.
That actually means a lot.
And I drew a big smiley
nice.
Face on the pillow. Yeah,
that's
and
really
I,
nice.
Well, I put gum in the hair just to make it a true Aaron pillow.
If you think Aaron's Sims Twitch channel would sell well, you have no idea how well the Aaron pillow will sell. That thing is going to be flying off the shelves.
It smells like cheese.
Hashtag keep sleep.
I have a question. I know we have to do riddles or whatever the fuck this show is.
Hold on.
Hey.
We get to do riddles. I can't keep saying this enough.
I love the show. I love my friend. Everything's good. why haven't we ever been each other for Halloween or for a live show before?
Oh,
someone
wow.
on Instagram, I forget their name, but they were me for Halloween one year, and it was incredible. They had a plaid red shirt. They had a hat. They drew a little beard on.
Yeah.
A wonderful young woman who did that, but I can't remember their name.
That's a good costume because Adel has a very consistent style that I think you could pull off in a costume.
Some say my style is immovable.
There was those two guys, and forgive me, I know their names, but I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Goofus and Gallant.
Yes, exactly. They were at the New York live show.
The Property Brothers.
And they truly looked like Funhouse mirror versions of the two of you, and it was absolutely the spookiest.
Oh, yeah.
It was so funny. But I think for a live show, maybe if we do one around Halloween, I would like for us to each dress like each other.
Deal. Aaron,
yeah.
Do you
now
want to
the
first
only problem with that
sweater?
is there are I mean that really limits us because there are about 22 states I think at this point who have passed anti-drag bills, so they're a big portion of our market is cut off from us being able to perform that way. So sorry, Tennessee,
well, I'll say we
Alabama.
Won't be performing in those states.
we probably won't make it down there.
Oh right, I forgot that fascism is back in a big way.
I guess the country's bad.
Here's what I'll say. We won't be performing there because our show is a drag. Our show's a bit of a bummer.
People compare our show to a drag race and that it smells like burning tires.
Fantastic.
That's great.
And cheese.
Is anyone watching the new season of Drag Race?
Yes.
No?
Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll talk about it later then.
The most recent episode, absolute shit show.
Oh, really?
Like,
I haven't seen it yet.
I feel like there's no solid comedy queens, but I have three clear favorites, but no
Who
comedy
Who are your favorites?
Here. Marsha.
Yeah, me too.
And Anitra.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
And then Sasha Colby.
Yeah, 100. I have the exact same top three. Done and done.
Done
wow.
and done.
Wow, that's wild.
I think Sasha Colby
same top three.
Winning, but Anitra would
Sasha
also
Colby's
be a great
win.
Winner as
yes,
well.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's do some riddles.
Kitty quiz.
Aaron, you asked for it, and you know what I did today is I reached back into that old email that we got kicking around. Scrolled back through about 1,500 emails all the way
and
back to 2018.
And if you want JPC to do your taxes, email hrrpodcast@gmail.com, and he'll do them for free. Keep it
I wonder
in the
if there's
episode.
A way that I could have people send me their tax information. I just plug it into TurboTax and then like charge them like,
double.
I could probably do that.
Nice little side hustle.
Okay, so these are from Anna. And Anna writes, I came up with this riddle while half asleep, which is that's pretty cool. And the other half? We don't know.
We have to assume anytime canonically, historically, mm-hmm. medically, anytime an Anna is half asleep, they are referred to as an Anna banana.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so half asleep, half banana?
Mm-hmm. Anna banana in okay. pajamas.
Coming down the stairs.
Here we go. This I think has a little bit of warm up riddle flair to it. What Woo! Bird has? Adel just slapped me hard across the chest. I have a big
Are
red
okay,
welt
man?
On my chest.
Because I'm just too sweet.
That hurts way more than you think it does, Adel. I know it gets a big pop from the crowd, but holy fuck.
Hey, JBC, I'm a heel. What do you want me to do? I'm going to throw you in the ropes, okay?
I'm going to need
three
to get
heels on one podcast.
Oops, all heels.
Oops, all heels.
Which is also going to be my drag costume. Three heels on mm-hmm. one.
Person. Oops, all heels. Oh, my God. You walking in heels. Okay. What bird has neither feathers nor wings, yet flies through the air with ease?
Drunk penguin. Big bird.
Drunk penguin. Drunk big bird.
Is it an airplane?
So here's the thing. I think there are probably a lot of pretty good, acceptable answers to this. Airplane is not one of them. Airplanes, I would say, have wings.
What about when you're doing a very dramatic middle finger at someone?
That is really good, Aaron. That one actually works because there's no feathers or wings on that bird.
I will say,
you're lucky Aaron started talking now because your ass almost got a dead stop on airplanes don't have wings.
Well, I'm going to continue my theorem here. My wife is a flight attendant, and she let me know those are not wings.
My wife.
They're arms, and the little wheels are the legs, and they fold in and out.
I think
did you know that
she's
the wings
messing
fold
with
into
you.
The body? No, she wouldn't do that.
Is it possible, Adel, that you're interpreting the way that your wife has to explain things to you like you are a child as factual information about planes?
Oh, I see it now. Oh, no. Guys, I got to go. Oh, is it a whirly bird? The little... like when trees, there's a certain tree that drops a seed and it has that little one.
Oh,
wing
I love on. Those.
Just those things like are really fun to watch fall.
Wing seed.
I remember when I was a kid being at recess and we would just pick up like handfuls of those and throw them into the air.
So
I
fun.
love watching those things spin around and fly.
So fun.
Again, I will say yes. I mean, that is another, just like Aaron's middle finger answer, that is another acceptable answer. It's not the one that we're looking for.
Can we
you
have
repeat
a hint?
The question, Your Honor?
What bird has neither feathers nor wings, yet flies through the air with ease? I guess that your hint would maybe be, and this is kind of a big like blanket hint, but it's sports. Like sports would be
a birdie and badminton.
Yeah. Wow. I thought sports was going to be confusing, but you both went to the badminton birdie. Now, is the birdie and the shuttlecock something different?
I don't think so. I think birdie is a term that high schools came up with because gym PE teachers were laughed off the fucking court every time they said, here's your shuttlecock. And then everyone would snicker, 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 Reese's, 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 and say, you know, Mr. Thompson just said shuttlecock. And then Mr. Thompson has to be like...
We have to see a scene. Adel, you can be Mr. Thompson. You are a high school, or maybe not even high school. Maybe we'll just say like a grade school, middle school gym teacher. And you are explaining a game that Aaron and I were going to be students that we're about to play. But the game has just some very unfortunate, like silly or sexual sounding words in it that you have to just kind of get through.
All right. I'm only going to say this one time. Now, red team over here behind the line, blue team here closer to the net. Now, what's going to happen is...
These pennies smell like peanut butter.
That's because they've been soaked overnight in peanut butter. Now, that jar of pennies that smells like peanut butter, that's called a twat. Now, someone's going to grab the twat. Don't say a what like that guy in Jaws who asks what type of shark it is. It's it's called the twat.
What movie are you talking about? We're 12.
There's a moment in Jaws where he goes...
Jaws? What is that?
Okay, listen. Everyone grab your phalluses. Now, these are going to be limp for now, but as the game...
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, like a wee, they are
joysticks.
Which one's a phallus?
That one's a phallus, and the other one is a, I hate to say this. That is a, oh boy. Okay, fingers crossed that no
one... Hurry, we're gonna forget!
That's called a dongle. Okay, I told you once, I'm handing out detentions for anyone who recreates the SNL sketch The Californians. I'm tired of hearing it. If anyone keeps doing the voice, you're going straight to detention.
Okay, now, but how do we get to detention again? Could you describe the process to get us to detention? Because I know that there's like a lot of like different hallways that we have to take.
Yes, unfortunately, we let the students name the hallways here, and much like a street system, it is on a grid. So there's multiple streets. Now, you're going to go north on Pussy Juice Lane. You're going to take a right on Raggedy.
The Californians, but make it sexual.
Yeah, those kids don't know Jaws, but do know the sketch from a decade ago, The Californians.
Well, hold on, Aaron. Those are like 40 years apart.
Whatever.
When Adam was also throwing out some things. When you were a kid, did you know what like a phallus was? I feel like there would be no way that me as a kid, I'd hear the word phallus and be like, okay.
All I knew was penis and vagina, and it was hilarious.
I only knew phallus when I was a freshman in college and we did Alyssa Strata. I was a male chorus leader and we had to have these giant like 6-foot pool tube boners on because all the men were supposed to be deprived of sex and so we had raging hard-ons. And that was the first show my grandma ever came to. And I remember I'm basically naked with like a not even a tunic, but just like a wrap around my waist and then a giant 6-foot pool noodle cock.
Should you say afterwards, on the podcast that made your grandma come?
That's
insane.
I remember afterwards my mom being like, oh, good show, sweetie. And then being like, grandma's upset. Or like, grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma's upset. Yeah. But no shit.
Maybe it wasn't that exact wording, but it was something where she's like, yeah, grandma didn't care for it. I'm like, yeah, no duh.
Hey, I have a question, Adel. Did you know what you would be doing in the play when you were in it? Like the night of the play, the curtain's about to go up. Did you know that you had the pool noodle and the dicks and everything? You knew all that stuff, right?
Your Honor, I fear I'm going to incriminate myself. So
how did grandma get the invite? How did grandma get the invite? That's my question.
Can that be the title of this episode?
How did grandma get the invite?
That sounds like a Thanksgiving song.
I remember once I did like sketch comedy in high school and college, and I remember once my grandparents were asking me if they could come to the show, and in my mind I was like, I knew the set list, and I was like going over my mind, and I was like, okay, I think there's nothing in the show that I do. Like, there's other stuff that is like gross or whatever that other people do, but there's nothing in the show that I do that wouldn't be kosher for them. But I was like, I'll run through the set list one more time. And like the first one, I don't remember what it was, but it was something like the diarrhea song. And I was like, oh, nope, you're right. I sing the diarrhea song in the very first sketch. So nope.
Never mind, Bill.
I hear it now.
And it wasn't, again, it wasn't that. I just want to be clear. I did not do a sketch called the diarrhea song, but it was something equally bad.
Yeah. Well, in my defense, I was performing Aristophanes, whereas you were just being disgusting.
Well, but in my defense, I also told my grandparents, no, I don't. You can't come to this one. Okay. It's not. You will not like it.
Touché.
Okay. Here's another riddle. I, you know what? I don't have, speaking of the diarrhea song, I don't have permission to read this name. So I'll just say the initials TP. TP.
Toilet paper.
That's what this one's coming from. Thank you, Aaron.
I know we're not playing a game, but for an extra point, can Aaron and I try and guess how the diarrhea song went?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't exist, so I guess I'll give you a point if you want to do it. I mean, this is being recorded.
Okay. Aaron, do you want to trade off lyrics?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I would like you to start. And we'll see if I join it.
And this one, and by the way, this one is going out to millions of grandmas all across the United States.
I love the idea of doing a duet and being like, why don't you start and I'll see if I want to join in. Like, that's how Dolly Parton and Michael McMahon did, or Michael McDonald? Michael McMahon did Islands in the Stream. Okay, here we go. That was Kenny Rogers, actually. Okay.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa, ate too much and not feeling great. Yeah, yeah. I ate every last scrape on my plate. But I got a rumbly, tumbly, bumbly, and I'm not feeling so fine. I got my jeans pulled down, oop, just in time.
I like we got the breath in there. We got air going.
I'm sorry, Adel. I just set it up to leave you hanging, and I know it's bad improv.
No. This is
hey,
bad improv.
Hey, Adel, can I be serious for a second?
Sure.
There was nothing in that I wouldn't want my grandparents to see. That was
Thank
beautiful.
You.
And it was very good.
I was trying to make up for what I called the lane in high school earlier. The law of averages.
Sorry if I seem a little distracted today, gang. There's a couple different. Ooh, I got one. Mosquitoes in my room right now, and I don't know how they got here. So.
Oh, no.
I'm sort of feeling hunted.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC and Aaron, you are two mosquitoes. In Aaron Keefe's room while she's recording a podcast, trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Oh, can I make a slight change to that? Can you two be the mosquitoes while I'm trying to record the podcast?
Aaron, here's what I'll say. If you had supported my song, I'd absolutely make any changes you desire. But because you didn't, I think my call for a scene stands.
Okay.
Aaron eating a big old plate of comeuppance right now.
All right, okay.
Don't bother with her. Don't bother with her. I already checked. No blood.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I can't tell if it's just deep in there or if it's already fully been drained, but there's no blood.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
Oh, okay.
Smells like my pillow. It smells like cheese.
She's hilarious. I love her. We should call 911 if she has no blood.
Wait, hold on. You get this?
Yeah,
because I've been listening to it too. I know that people like it, but I'm like, what is it?
She's not like, ha ha, funny. She's like, poor her funny, you know? You don't get it?
I'm trying. I want to get it.
If I have green hair, then I must be a Shrek.
Wow, it's really hard to hear it back. Huh? It really...
Yeah. Yeah, and it sucks because, like, I know it's a podcast. And I know that there's, like, there's got to be context. There's got to be content.
Oh, gosh. Let's try to kill her to put her out of her misery.
The other side must be all set up. It must be all set up because these must be punchlines and they must be
that
landing.
That we just don't get.
That we don't get, but you get. I mean, obviously you like it.
Yeah,
Adel, can I make a slight change to the scene?
Oh, God.
Can I be playing myself and you two are the mosquitoes?
Oh, look at her face. She looks pissed.
Oh, she looks like she's hopeful. Oh, she just got shut down. Working with men, huh? Not always easy.
Sorry if I'm distracted. Let me grab one of these and squish it.
Oh, no.
There's a couple mosquitoes in my
Oh, no. My husband. She killed my husband.
See.
Wow, that scene ended so sad.
I have to assume, due to the meta nature of that scene, it's going to be like Orpheus and Eurydice, where it's just going to keep going on a loop.
Yeah. Okay. We simply must hear another riddle. We must hear another riddle.
Yes.
And again, I already announced like 20 minutes ago, this is from TP. Look, we love the people that submit riddles. So let's all just try to keep that in mind, that we have love in our hearts for all of the people that submit riddles.
Right.
I won't call them fans.
I
dare not call them listeners.
Yes.
But we have love in our hearts.
Prisoners.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Here's from TP. An old man goes down to the lake to go fishing. He casts his line in and reels in, but only catches a soda can. He casts his line again and reels it in, but this time catches a loose sandal. He casts his line a third time, reels it in, and finds he has hooked the pale body of a teenager. Suddenly, the body opens his eyes and speaks. What does he say?
Wait, what is it? Pale body of the teenager say, or was the old man
pale body of the teenager opens his mouth to speak, and we want to know what the pale body of the teenager has said.
Where's my other flip-flop?
That, Aaron, would be a very good guess.
Don't drink Mountain Dew.
That's good.
Because I assume the soda can killed him.
I don't want to sign off on that because I think it's very good to drink, especially if you're trying to kill all of your sperm.
Oh,
I mean, your snakes.
Also, this is the first episode where Mountain Dew was a sponsor.
And the last. Mountain Dew loved our review of orange soda. And they said, we got to get it to be a sponsor of that podcast.
JPC, can you read it again? I feel like I'm missing something.
Okay, so an old man goes down to the lake to go fishing. He casts a line and reels in, but only catches a soda can. Second time he casts a line, he catches a loose sandal. Third time, pale body of a teenager. Body opens his eyes and speaks. And what does he say? We do have some hints, and I will read the hints if that is okay.
He says, Grandpa?
Is it going to be something where it's like, He said, dab on my haters gave Fortnite.
Aaron is the closest with, I think, Grandpa. With oh. Grandpa. Yeah.
Oh, is Pop going to be part of it?
No. Pop? No.
Okay. Does this, are the soda can and the sandal a hint?
Says Grandpa is trying to swim.
Is it no. Jesus? Is it Teen Jesus?
Let me
Pretzel
read the
Jesus.
Hints.
Pretzel Jesus, thank you.
Aaron, thank you so much for the setup, but it's not Pretzel Jesus, as we all know.
Can I say quickly, Jesus, two of my favorite lines on this podcast ever was Aaron saying, it's hard to hear it back, and then Jamie saying, the other side must be all set up.
And you know what? I just haven't been in an improv class in a really long time, and I'm feeling a little bit rusty, and that's what's going on.
Aaron, you're amazing.
Not that I was never funny.
Aaron, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I saw, I did an improv set not too long ago with my buddy Johnny O'Mara, mm-hmm. and the other teams, there were four other teams playing, and one of them was Wetbus, the other half of your team,
yeah.
And they had a fantastic set. The opener was a newer team, they had a fantastic set, and the closer was Kyle Bethay, Ollie Hobson, and Michael Brunley.
Oh my God.
And they had a fantastic set. And Johnny and I were talking, and we were like, it was so fun to improvise again. I haven't done like two-person long-form improv in years. And we said by far the worst part of the experience was that the show was really good. We were like, it sucks. I would have liked nothing more than to go back and see live improv again, it to be just okay, and me to be like, you're right, I didn't need to be doing this. But yeah. No, it unfortunately was very good, and I had a great time.
I'm so jealous. I'm happy they're having fun, but it hurts my feelings that anyone in Wetbus would have fun with me without me at any moment in time. It's a little
there
rude.
Was with you or without you.
There was a scene where one of the characters got named Aaron, and then all three of the people from Wetbus, I could tell they were thinking about you, and they all started crying. And then it was, and then a second later, they got back into the scene. So just so you know, you were missed. It didn't really affect anything, but you were missed.
Thank you for lying.
Here are your hints.
So it's a can of soda and a sandal. Yeah.
Those answering could ask yes or no questions to find the... Oh, I'm sorry. You could ask yes or no answers to find the question. That's part of it. But here are some hints.
Yes.
The soda can is RC Cola. The sandal is brand new. The teenager is wearing a blue polo shirt and khakis. And the soda can is unopened.
Okay, so we have to assume this was a Best Buy employee.
Very close.
What do you mean very close?
Blue polo khakis. A backwards Target?
Oh, it's so it, honestly, you could consider this store to be kind of like a backwards Target.
A Walmart?
Oh, no.
A Walmart. Walmart has blue polos.
I think Walmart does work. Well, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let's say it's a Walmart. Why not?
Why didn't you give me Best Buy?
Okay. Because Best Buy wouldn't
Circuit
make
City?
Sense with the soda can and the flip flop.
No, Circuit City is red.
But Walmart would.
Walmart. Okay, so RC Cola, which, I mean, they have Sam's Choice, so you wouldn't be drinking RC Cola. You'd be drinking Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
You know, I would love
paying kind of name brand.
A brand new. So they just went to Shoe Carnival. Royal Carnival Cruise Lines. Royal.
I gave you Walmart because you can get both a sandal and an RC Cola at Walmart.
Oh.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. And if it's yes or no, I can answer it.
What's the answer to this riddle?
Okay.
This is tough. Is this somebody homebrewed this, right?
Yeah, it's a homebrew. Well, Aaron, I think I might just give this one to you.
Yeah.
And again, remember, we do love the people that submit these.
Of course.
Because you said Grandpa, and I think that was close enough because the answer is, sir, this is a CVS, and you need to leave. The old man had dementia and was casting his line into the CVS next to the lake. The teenager is working the counter. And that is the answer
break.
To the riddle.
We're going to break now.
No.
Start break.
Well,
ads now.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from, not Billy Madison,
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not Oprah's one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. All right, look, that was a fun break and a really great riddle.
Huh?
In celebration of that.
We're going to break, go to ads now, break.
No, we have no more ads. We have no more ads. In celebration of that, we're going to switch it up. And now we're going to do, back to back, we had two different people, email us riddles that had like a bit of a science flair. Mm. So we're going to be doing a couple
Woo!
Science riddles.
Woo!
Slap.
Ow.
Oh, Aaron, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I hit you in the neck. Yeah.
Wow. You actually, you know what? That's wrong. You're actually going to probably get a fine for that, honestly, or at least a dressing down from Mr. McMahon. Hey, he's not going to like that.
Hey, you guys. Uh-huh. Remember in episode 2 or 3 when we invented old man puzzles for the person who reads the puzzles? Mm-hmm. We've never invented a term for the two people who aren't old man puzzles.
Wow.
And
young shits.
It's always my favorite thing to be not old man puzzles, because then you get to be a menace twin with another person from the show.
Aaron, bingo, bango, hatata. I think you just came up with the term. It's old man puzzle and the menace twins.
Yeah. Because you completely...
Which sounds like old man puzzle and the menace
twins. Damn, we already had an episode
sounds like
title
a good,
otherwise.
Like a swan lumps.
There's an episode title right there.
It's hard... It's so funny because, like, you immediately lose all memory and empathy for what it's like to be old man puzzles when you're on
True,
the other side
right.
of this. And you just want to, like, break glass and fuck shit up and be ridiculous with your partner in crime.
Aaron, you just quoted a Limp Bizkit song lyric for lyric.
Oh, again? Not bad.
I keep referencing superstar Ric Flair, and Aaron keeps quoting Limp Bizkit songs.
Yeah, not
what
bad for a drunk
become?
Girl.
So I guess the SNL sketch of the Californians is not too shabby of an old reference.
Okay, I'm ready.
All we are is old references. Okay, here's your first one. This is a bit of a science puzzle, which is the subject of the email coming from SB Sins. This is a puzzle I heard on the Because Science YouTube channel. So that was in 2018. Cool. I wonder if that YouTube channel still exists, but I hope
it does.
Thank
you, Sandra Bullock.
And here we go. This is the riddle. You're standing in the middle of a frozen lake. The ice is frictionless, so slippery you cannot walk on it. How can you make it to shore? You also do not, they're adding that you do not have ice skates, okay?
The original freaking tummy.
Okay.
You burp or fart. Depending on which way you want to go, you burp or fart.
Can you get some
it's
sort
like
of
Charlie
momentum?
And the Chocolate Factory.
Aaron, well, I mean,
Guy Pearce
I think that's...
has not made... I mean, she might be streaming somewhere, but...
That's funny. I like it.
I think Adele's on that track, right? About barping and and barping.
Barping.
A barp is a burp and a fart. All well,
this sounds like the answer to the previous riddle, which is a CVS employee is stuck on the ice. He drinks an RC Cola to propel himself and falls through the ice and dies.
Can you dig down and then swim under the ice and then make it to shore?
Aaron, I'll tell you what, that'll get you killed.
Yeah, all right.
I can tell you for sure.
Let's take
that'll
quick,
get you killed.
Let's take a quick timeout just to save, just to possibly save Aaron's life.
I saw a TikTok where a girl did that. I did.
If you're ever on frozen water, the last thing you want to do is go under it.
Yeah,
Aaron, wait.
I saw a TikTok.
Aaron, what happened in the TikTok though? What is this?
A TikTok of a woman. And there was two holes in the lake, a frozen lake.
Okay.
She went down into one, and then you saw her swim under. The camera followed her.
Holes.
And then they came back up on the other side of the hole. And that's what I'm saying is I'm tired of being the dumb one around here.
No.
You
Aaron.
Say something dumb. I'm not dumb.
I said snakes were cum. That was how we started the episode. I should be the dumb one.
Okay, what's the answer?
okay, so you are correct. I think, Adel, you're on the right path, but I'll give you some hints. So hint one is that frictionless ice doesn't stop you from moving your feet. It only stops them from pushing you forward because there's no friction on the ice. So, and then although you start motionless, the solution does rely on momentum. So you are kind of both on the right track with momentum.
You spin as fast as possible, go up in the air, hope to catch onto the arm of a plane. I did say arm, and then
arm.
It'll fly you in.
Yeah, that's another way to get killed.
I saw it on a TikTok. I also saw that if you put $10,000 in Bitcoin, that you will be able to retire by the age 35.
All right, everybody delete your TikTok again.
Now, Adel, when you were on TikTok and you heard that thing about Bitcoin, was the voice that was telling you about it sounding like, if you want to make money on Bitcoin, now is the perfect time to get into it?
What the fuck? JPC, that was your TikTok?
I would like to see a scene.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah.
You two are two guys. Two bros
there's a drummer, there's a
who have a TikTok channel that is financial advice, but you two literally have no idea what you're talking about and are giving terrible advice.
Listen up, everyone.
This
if
is smart.
If you want to be financially stable by the time you hit 45, you need to follow these three easy steps. Anyone can do it. Just keep watching this TikTok and you will learn how in these few steps that we've concocted to help you out. And it's not that hard. Anyone can do it.
Anyone can do it. Step one, you have to be triplicating your money every 4 months.
Triplicate.
Thank you. What does that mean in practice? Or as they say, praxis. To triplicate your money, all you need to do is make sure that your money is growing at an exponential rate through the seeking of additional funds in correlation with the funds you already have access to.
Step two, make your money work for you. Go to the bank. Pull out $100 piles of money, fill out a resume for them. Take your pile of money and the resume into a store. Get them a job. As long as it's over $18, they can legally work.
$18 can legally work. That's something we say on the channel all the time. Now, remember, if your money wants a job, your money's got to have a name. So you got to give your money a name. I know it's going to be hard, but don't give your money a funny name because funny money don't work.
And we have three names to give your money. Anyone can name your money these three names. It's three easy steps to come up with a name. Here's three names. Anyone can name it. Number one,
Chet Hamburglar.
Name number two, Cash Calloway.
Name number three, Alexander Hamburglar.
Hey, John.
What's up, man?
Are you hungry for hamburgers?
Yeah, I mean, I could eat. Are you placing an order?
I can.
Okay.
What do you want?
I want
Mexican, Thai?
Yeah, what Mexican
Thai? Those are the only two options. Oh, Mexican Thai.
Yeah, Mexican Thai.
A noodle burrito?
Yeah,
I'll have a... How, wait, hold on. How has no one done that?
Hold on. I'm Googling pad thai
like a pad thai in a burrito? What the... How has no one ever done
okay,
a pad thai burrito?
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Money Millionaires, and we've got a brand new way for you to make money.
Make money. Combine two different types of food into one food.
Yeah. Like, everybody loves cookies, and everyone likes soap. So why not cookie soap? Hold on.
John, are you Hold eating on. Your soap?
Scroll.
Is that why you keep saying I have a new flavor of soap?
No. Scene.
We die when you scroll.
I don't remember the details of this, but you remember that time where that person did a radio play about aliens coming to Earth, and then people
changed.
Oh, War
of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
That was Orson Welles, right?
Yes.
Orson Welles?
Yes, Orson Welles.
I feel like our economy is going to collapse even faster because people are going to come across that scene and think it's real financial advice, and it's going to absolutely topple everything.
Wait, can people, I don't know how TikTok works, can people duet that audio? Can you put that audio on TikTok and just like lip sync and put up graphics and stuff and make it look real?
Sure they can, but should they? No.
Mr. Beast, get on this.
It all has only happened a couple assume. Times in my life, but I've been on TikTok and then someone who's using a Hey Riddle Riddle or Sitcom D&D or Hello from the Magic Tavern audio will pop up and my brain will explode.
Cool.
I'll be like, oh my gosh.
We need to get on TikTok because I've seen podcasts where it's like they have... It's a very small podcast. They're fantastic podcasts, but very, very small. And they'll have like 2.6 million followers. But you look at the rest of their stuff and they have like 3 reviews. So I'm so curious at how that works. And I feel like we need to get on them before we become
around. So I got a little peek behind the curtain. How that works is it sounds like TikTok does not really help their podcast that much. So you think that we should get on TikTok because we already have a successful podcast?
I like the ones we've got.
Yeah. Also, I should say, Aaron, I went to
no new listeners.
Gemma took me to the place in New Jersey where there's like a park with a plaque. I think War of the Worlds was set in this town in New Jersey, maybe. And there's a big plaque and it shows like a UFO and whatever else. And it says like on this site, or this is the town from War of the Worlds where like everyone went, the people in this town went crazy or something.
Oh, wild.
So if you're ever in New Jersey, cool. I don't know, fucking try and find that, drive around.
Yeah.
Look at-
Good luck.
But well, I think
there's a geocache there with a picture of Adel.
I think people like went crazy and like killed their children and like,
oh god, like,
I'd rather buy my hand than do the aliens. I don't think that's true. I'm just talking in my ass.
Clip it, Casey. Clip it.
Are we in the middle of a riddle right now? And I'm being serious.
Yes,
we are.
Of course, we are.
Oh, what is
yes,
what's the riddle?
It's that ice one. The answer wasn't to cut a hole and swim under.
You put the shoes on your hands and slowly Adel? Crawl forward.
No, we almost had it. One of the solutions could be to take your shoe
handstand.
Off.
Handstand. Put your shoes on your hands and handstand away.
Mm-mm. No. Okay.
Take off your shoes, rip them up, and then there'll be more traction on them. Just like fuck with the bottom of your shoes with your teeth.
Take off your shoes. Take off the laces.
Aaron, here's what I'll tell you right now.
What?
I will give you $1,000 if you can take off your shoe right now and rip it up.
I don't have a
if
shoe.
If you can tear
can
a shoe
in
half
foot?
With your hands.
Well, she has shoes from H&M, so this will be an easy $1,000.
Yeah, actually. H&M, you can rip the clothes just by wearing it.
A nice wind will take those right off.
Oh, we lost another
right
sponsor.
Off your body.
I can give you the answer to this one because you know what? It's a little sciencey.
Yeah.
But the answer, since it's frictionless ice and moving around won't help you, if you throw something forward, the recoil will push you backward. Without any friction to slow you down, you'll be pushed all the way across the ice. So you could take your shoe off, throw your shoe forward or backward, whichever way you want to go, and then be pushed the opposite way.
Well, that'll move you twice. But do you have to tie your shoelaces around your wrist and then to the shoe so you can continue to throw them? Otherwise, you're two pumps and done.
It's
Which is the name of this episode.
So you will slide. You will slide forever. You will slide forever. But I do also like the idea of tying.
You'll slide forever.
Well, in this world, there's zero friction.
Yeah, I mean, this is until you get off the frictionless ice. Then yes,
and this is
as
a friction,
soon as you
like
get a little bit of friction, you'll stop.
2/4.
I'd like to see a scene.
Thank you, SB.
Thank you, SB.
Adel, you are a guy who's stuck in the middle of the ice, and JPC, you are his friend who's on shore trying to help him out of it and talk him through it.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I feel like I hear cracking.
No, it's it is February. This is Minnesota. That is thick ice, okay?
No, you, Derek, I feel like I hear you cracking up. I feel like you think this is funny.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if my laughing was... I was actually thinking about an email my grandpa sent me.
Oh.
I mean, it must have been 12 years ago.
The one with dementia?
No, I mean, this CBS? Was 12 years ago. I mean, yes, now, currently, yes. But no, 12 years ago, he was... Okay. I mean, he was inching towards it.
Okay, let me lie on my stomach here.
So the email was... you're going to love this.
Oh.
So George Bush is sitting in the... And then, I mean, this is, of course, when Bush is president. He's
Which
sitting
one?
In the Oval Office. HW.
Okay.
Yeah, sitting in the Oval Office... And a guy comes in and he says, Mr. Bush, we have some bad news. Or Mr. President, the war in Iraq, there's been an update.
Did the guy correct himself like that?
What's that?
Did the guy correct
the
himself
email.
Like that?
I'm on my
Bush,
phone reading
and he
it.
Said, I mean, Mr. President?
I'm in my phone reading it.
Okay.
He was being a little too formal. He said, sir, we lost 4 Brazilian soldiers today in the war in Iraq and George Bush puts his head in his hands and he goes,
"Oh, Brazilian, that's a huge number."
Hey man, that's the joke.
Huh?
That's the email, that's the joke.
Four Brazilian people died and you think that's a fucking joke?
George Bush says how many people is a Brazilian? That's the joke.
Well, I mean, 1 Brazilian. I mean, how do you quantify
these are
the
people from
right
Brazil?
There.
You understand the joke, right?
What?
And he falls through the ice.
And emerges out a hole on the side. Woo, the TikTok helped.
It did.
You don't have to do that for me.
No, Aaron. I want to make your reality our reality.
The TikTok helped.
I want to make your reality our reality. So funny.
We have time for one more of these science riddles. You guys ready for this science riddle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's also what I said when I proposed to Gemma. I want to make your reality our reality.
It's really
sweet. Let's hear another science riddle.
You know, I don't know. This one person doesn't give a name. So we'll just say A. This is from A, okay?
Okay.
Susie is a scientist. This is from 2018. Remember Susie? Susie
Kevin
is a scientist who asked her friend Kevin to water her plants while she's out of town. Upon arriving at her house, Kevin has difficulty in finding water to use, as Susie's sinks seem to be disconnected. Kevin is in a rush, but thinks of a method that would water the plants, at least somewhat, that he could execute before leaving the house. While executing his plan, Kevin makes a minor mistake and gives himself serious burns on his hands and has to go to the hospital. What was his plan, and why did he get those burns? And there are hints. There are hints if you need them.
Minor mistake. So in summation, Susie's sinks don't work? Does that mean her plumbing doesn't work?
Yeah, look, it seems like there's no running water in Susie's house.
Okay, but he has an idea on how to partially water, but he burned
at
his
least
hands
somewhat.
Doing it. At least somewhat.
Yeah, watering the plants at least somewhat.
He peed on the garden, but his penis was real hot?
Now, Aaron, you say we never did stuff.
I know, and I was just about to say.
I mean, we got it. We got to dead stop that, right? We got a dead stop. That's a dead stop. That's a dead stop.
Yeah, dead stop. What do you mean?
If Aaron gets one for peeing out the poison, you definitely get one for peas on the plants and his penis is too hot. What's going on with this guy, Adel?
You're telling me you've never been in a situation where you go to a urinal, you unzip.
Ow, 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 ow.
Hot, see?
Hot, 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 hot.
Oh, that's how Momo came about.
Oh, yeah. Here's hot, 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 hot.
If I'm in that restroom, I'm just leaving. I walk in, I see the guy at the urinal going, ow, 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 hot, 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 hot.
Or,
I just go, nope, enough to pee anymore.
Yeah. Or if you hear a guy go, sorry, my penis is too hot, I'm out of there. Well, I might stick around. I'm curious.
I used to work with a guy, I've probably said this on the show before, and I never saw who he was, but I know he was on the sales team, and he would take shits in the bathroom while on sales calls. And he'd be talking, I'm like, surely they can hear this. Like, it's loud. Like, you're making noise. And he'd be like, let me tell you, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. It's expiring. Like, and you literally have to shit and get off the pot. And I'd be like, what is this guy doing?
That's a confidence,
confidence.
I never
That's
want.
That's insane.
It's a level of confidence I never want.
That's insane.
What's so?
That same bathroom, I also at that job, I saw the CFO, and I'd never seen the CFO in person. And he peed, and then he just walked out of the bathroom. And I go, "Huh, CFO don't wash his hands. Interesting.
Oh, wow.
That's the guy touching all of our money.
Is it something where he...
He's counting it by hand, of course.
My paycheck is the 30. I went home and I threw all my paychecks away. I said,
is it something where there's ice in the fridge? He takes out some ice, he holds it in his hand and plugs in like a curling iron and presses the curling iron into the ice?
Adel, you have half of it. You have half of it. You are so right with him finding ice and using ice to water the plants. But no, the curling iron is not burning his hands. Something about the...
Please. I was going to say, is the burn like a reverse burn where it's like freezer burn?
Okay, I kind of almost want a dead stop reverse burn. Don't know what that means. It is a...
You can get burned by something being too hot or too cold.
Yes, correct. I think that the technical term for that would be like, well, I don't know. I would say chemical burn.
Mm, okay.
And I think you're on the right track.
We need a really good hint. So we have ice.
Well, I mean, you got ice. Like, you are so close with ice, but like,
so it's going to be something, a lighter.
Holding regular ice won't burn your hand.
Oh, dry ice.
Dry ice, yes.
Who keeps dry ice in their fucking freezer? Well, like, that's insane.
Susie is a scientist. So Susie has to have dry ice for all of their
I was going to say
science?
Hipster cocktail.
Hold on. Wait. Let's all agree. We're smart. We know that scientists use dry ice for... We all know, so we don't have to say, right?
It feels like a trap.
No, I'm on your side. We all know, correct? If we all agree that we know, then no one can look the fool. If one of us fucking backstabs the other, we all go down, baby.
We're all just staring at each other.
The minute JPC
no
said,
trust.
The minute JPC said, we're all smart, right? I immediately sniffed out the trap.
Yeah. For sure.
Immediately. I'm actually quite dumb.
All right, I'm holding my money back, actually. I don't think this guy actually wants to make change. I think he's going to try to take some of it. Yes, of course, Kevin was planning to put ice on the plants, which over time would melt into water and succeed in watering the plants at least a little. Mm. His mistake was he actually grabbed dry ice, and in too much of a hurry to realize the difference, he held it for just too long and suffered burns. I've never touched dry ice before for very long. I have like put my finger on it. It is very cold, and it really does say, do not touch this on it.
My sister once, you know those ice cream men who have like the cart, like the little push cart kind of thing, like a freezer cart? Uh-huh. They were storing their wares in dry ice, and my sister bought like a, remember the popsicles that were like the Ninja Turtle head with the gumball eyes? She bought one of those, and her lip stuck to it because of like residue dry ice, or I don't know what happened, but it latched onto her lip. And wouldn't let go, and eventually we had to we tried to melt it a little bit, but eventually we had to rip off a little bit of her lip.
Adel, please tell me you didn't try to melt it with your hot pee from your burning hot penis. Anyway, thank you for that riddle. Thank you for those science riddles. Do you guys feel like you learned a little something about science?
No,
me neither.
But I am happy. Just checking. I am happy that this reminds us that our fans used to be called Kevins and Susies, and they've now graduated to Sprintfish.
Yes. I do want to see a scene before we get too far afield of this. Aaron and Adel, I have tasked the two of you with watering my plants while I'm away, but you come to my house and realize that my water has been shut off, so there is no water in the house, and you have to do your best to water my plants.
Sure. This is like Taskmaster. Ew.
All right. Let's get in and out of here as quickly as possible.
Peaceable. Peaceable. That I think I know how to water the plants.
Yeah, I thought about pee, but then I realized that my pee is mostly poison.
Because you're constantly... You have so many enemies in this city.
Yes.
You need to get out of this city. I keep telling you, I have a place in the countryside. If you want to stay there anytime, you have so many. Gloria, what are you doing to make all these enemies?
I'm not leaving anytime soon. I'm waiting to take all my enemies down. And I'm being a jerk. To answer your question, I'm being a real jerk. Okay. What else can we use? Does he have Gatorade in his
drinks
refrigerator?
With them. Does he have what?
Gatorade?
Gatorade will kill a plant.
Are you sure?
Let's try it.
All right.
Where's his? Okay, here's.
Powerade.
Prize-winning.
Powerade will kill a plant.
That'll kill a human. Oh, I have. Okay, I have an idea.
Yes.
What? So here, follow my train of thought. Mm-hmm. What causes rain?
God's sadness?
Exactly. So, exactly. So let's make fun of God so loud he can hear us. He'll start crying. Water the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think of some good God jokes.
Hey, God.
Maybe just like even a fuck you or something.
Hey, God.
Your mom's a virgin?
Your mom's a virgin.
Is that good?
No rain.
Anything? Hey, God. All that power and you can't afford a shirt? You can't
make yourself
a shirt?
These are just plants.
Hold on, we're on some...
Hey, guys. Can I help you out?
Oh.
God.
Oh, boy. No, not even close.
Oh, the devil?
Kind of the opposite.
Oh, like a reverse burn.
You know what? I'm good. Take it easy. I'll catch you on the flip side.
No.
Wait,
help.
He popped up to say, I'm good. That seems rude.
Scene.
It's like someone walking into your house and going, you know what? Never mind. It's like, you came here. I'm out.
You came here, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, that was very nice. Hey, you know what? Speaking of very nice, why don't we listen to a very nice voicemail that a fan sent? But before we do, we have a brand new voicemail theme. And this one is submitted by Tom Lum, who is the host of the Let's Learn Everything on Maximum Fun. If you want to submit a voicemail theme to the show, just go ahead and send that WAV file over to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Casey, let's hear the new theme.
Wow, some sticks.
Wow.
No, I heard guitars in there. I didn't necessarily hear any.
No, the drums. There's got to be drums,
that's
right?
That's really funny.
You don't necessarily have to hit those with sticks. No, yeah, saddle, of course, you were correct. Those were probably...
Uh-oh, you've uncovered a nickname.
Uh-oh, all right. Casey, can we hear a voicemail?
Hey there, my name's Gimmick. I was digging through some of my old stuff, and I found a certificate that my teacher printed off for her classes in high school when the school wasn't doing it. They personalized them to our specific personalities, and I got one that was a certificate for most disturbing enthusiasm, and I still think about that every freaking day. So I want to know, do you have any bizarre compliments you've received in the past? They're going to haunt you till the day you die. Anyway, have a goodie.
Here's what I'll say immediately. Gimmick, you have an incredible voice. And I think what happened was the teacher was jealous that you sound like the best version of a game show host.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, how can I take this motherfucker down a peg? Because you have the perfect energy to host any game show in the world.
This is not one that happened to me, but I always thought this was funny. Have you ever worked at a place that had... superlatives that were like like fake funny things, like, you know, oh, this is the person who's most likely to fall asleep in the office or whatever.
Yeah.
I worked at a place one time where there was like work superlatives and someone won the superlative most likely to end up on SNL because I worked with a lot of comedians, and then someone else at that office did end up getting hired on SNL.
That's really funny.
I always thought that was very funny.
That's great.
That's really funny. Yeah, I definitely have. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
But now it sucks because it's bizarre compliments, because I have definitely heard a lot of like kind of bizarre put downs that have stuck with me for a long time.
Sure.
I was told after an audition once that I didn't have the it factor, and I'm like, come on, that's not a good note, right?
Well, it was an audition. What's for that the note? It factor.
Yeah.
I was told I didn't have the voice. I think I'm at an age where I blocked all this out, but I've definitely had a lot, but I think I've had to move on, otherwise I'd wither and die.
I think that's good. I think that's actually really good news for Gimmick, because it means that Gimmick, maybe you won't remember that forever. Now it is immortalized in a podcast forever. That may be a problem.
I the thing that just comes to mind to me is someone being super nice, but also needing to let me know that someone else hates me. Are they like me despite someone else in their life really not liking me? I've gotten that a few times. Like one woman was sweet to me on Instagram, and then she was like, I mean, my boyfriend had to stop listening because he said the show would be perfect as if Aaron wasn't there, but I still like you. And I was like, huh.
That's insane.
Huh.
The show would be unlistenable if Aaron was there.
Audio-wise, I fix all the audio.
We'd still be talking about snake sperm.
Aaron, that sparked a memory in me where a friend of mine in high school told me that a different person from high school, his name is Taylor Masters, and he played football, told him, he said, you know, I like that John Cohen kid. I don't even care that he's gay. And to me, that remains one of the best compliments I've ever received.
Ridiculous.
And the thing I love about that is I don't even care that he's gay. It's not like if he's gay. It was like declarative, he's gay, and it doesn't bother me. And I was like, that's cool. That's progress.
That's so funny. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Well, anyway, if you ever have a question like that that you want us to ponder over, you can always send that to 1-805-RIDDLE-1. Remember, try to keep those voicemails under 30 seconds if you want them played on the show. Or if you just want to make me listen to a 2-minute voicemail, you can do that as well. And I'm the only one who will ever hear it.
Aaron Keefe, do you have anything to plug?
If you want to check out sitcom D&D, we are, at this point, I think we've recorded the entire season. So it's very fun, and I think it's worth checking out anywhere you listen to podcasts. Adel, anything to plug?
I guess it on some stuff, but I don't think it's out yet. So I'm going to go ahead and just say, if you haven't listened to the Magic Tavern Patreon, please check out Hello from the Magic Tavern on Patreon. We just released, I think, a 3 or 4 episode series with Anthony Birch, who DM'd us in sort of a fun sort of like sidekick adventure thing, criminal sidekicks. So please check that out. JPC, anything to review or plug?
If you're listening to this episode when it comes out, don't forget to get your tickets to see us live in Los Angeles. We're going to be at the Dynasty Typewriter on Friday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m. That is both live and live streamed, and you can get both of those tickets at heyriddleriddle.com/live. It's also /live, but it's spelled the same way, so you be the judge. Don't forget to get those tickets, and we will see you there. And now, I got a 5-star review in the hopper that I can't wait to read. If you want to get your 5-star review read on the show, just go and review us 5 stars anywhere that you review podcasts. I'll probably find it. I'll scrape it from one of them sites and put it here. Hey, as an example, this one comes from Rim Miriam. Rim says, no more Hey Riddle Riddle in public or the car. I was laughing so hard I started crying in an empty study room. Class ended in the classroom right next to me, and like 20 people saw as I tried to switch to music while not being able to see through the tears. This podcast has become a household activity only. 5 stars. Hey, you know what? It's okay to listen to the podcast and cry. It's fine to be sad. We're sad all the time.
And that was from Rahm Emanuel?
Yep.
That was Rahm Emanuel, that one-fingered missing motherfucker. That seat-selling son of a bitch.
That mischief twin motherfucker? Was that the name?
Yeah, he's a mischief twin. Yeah.
Aaron, famously, sprint fish, just like tardigrades and octopi, are not from this earth. Mm-hmm. They actually fell from the heavens into frozen water and propelled themselves to Earth. You know where they're originally from?
Jupiter.
Thank you. Say it. Okay. Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Perrin did the music.
Hey there, captains and ships. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. The Clue Crew goes on a cruise. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. Isn't that right, the devil?
That's right, GPC.
Jesus fucking Christ, the devil. God damn.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.